The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, we 1 week out to the general election and hundreds of schools will be closed next Friday to facilitate voting. This has raised criticism from parents groups who say that alternative facilities should be used as the closures undermine the importance of education. Carl O'Brien, education editor with the Irish Times, joins me now. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What is the basis for their criticism?
Well, the criticism is really around three key factors. One is that closing so many schools for the entire day sends the wrong message about the importance of education. It also deprives children of a day of education. We're talking about a pretty short academic year, particularly at second level. It's about 160 odd days, you know. Thirdly, it is causing a logistical and financial headache for many parents who are trying to find childcare at short notice or else pay it for additional childcare. So it is really that sense of the disruption that it's causing, not just to children, but to parents as well.
So it is inconvenient and expensive. But people will argue, hang on, it's only one day every 5 years. And I suppose if that were true, it mightn't be too bad.
Exactly, if that were true. So this will be the third closure this year to facilitate voting. So we had the referendum in March, and then we had the local and European elections in June. So you know, 3 days, it does add up. And if you bear in mind, you know, there's a lot of messaging out there around the fact that, quote, you know, every day counts, unquote, when it comes to schooling. And the official advice from the Department of Education when it comes to holidays is do not take your holiday time during the academic term because children are losing out. And we've also seen, I think, post-COVID especially, the importance of being there for school. And also there's pressure facing schools just to kind of complete the curriculum in time and to to facilitate an ever-expanding curriculum, and especially a lot of extracurricular stuff now as part of the school day. But also particularly for children who are more vulnerable, because a lot of services these days are being delivered in schools. So you're seeing, you know, breakfast clubs, for example, after school. Those types of things are provided particularly for vulnerable families. So those children are losing out for another day. So there's a lot of reasons there in the mix around finding more alternatives to schools.
Now, just as a matter of interest, Carl, you as education editor of the Irish Times will have covered this over the years. The question of in-service days for training teachers on changes in the curriculum and so on and so forth, are they still happening in the school year? So the children miss out on days education, or they miss out on their familiar teachers on those days as subs may be brought in?
Absolutely. In-service days do still take place during the school day. And not only that, but we also have a teacher supply crisis, and that is leading in many cases to children losing out. If a teacher calls in sick, there isn't a substitute to be found, so classes are typically, you know, split up over other classes or and found to do some kind of work to keep them occupied for the day. So there is a lot of disruption, not to mind weather. You know, we've seen in recent years how weather has also shut down schools. So if you're looking at, I think that the primary school year, it's 183 days. When you add all of that kind of disruption up, it whittles it down very, very quickly. And then at second level, I think it's 167 days. So it's even shorter again. So really, there is a lot of disruption there that isn't even officially acknowledged when it comes to the actual minimum academic year.
Now many schools, they're not using the actual classrooms in the schools as polling stations. They're using the school hall. What's the argument? Because they close the entire school down, even if the school hall is the only part being used. Why do they do that?
Yeah, so interestingly, the official advice from the Department of Local Government to returning officers is that every step should be taken to ensure schools aren't closed unnecessarily and that only school halls should be used. And that is true. But the reality is these days that for health and safety reasons, you know, if you have a school open to the public, there are, as I said, health and safety implications for children. So effectively, school principals take the decision to close the school down because it's very hard to maintain regular schooling while members of the public are filing in and out, often in significant numbers over the course course of the day. So whatever about the official guidance about minimising disruption, the reality is that in almost every case, if a school is using its hall for voting, the entire school will shut down.
So it's a child protection issue.
It is, exactly. Health and safety, child protection, those types of issues. So I've yet to come across a school that's managed to accommodate it. I have heard of schools where a hall is physically separate and it's more possible to do that. But in the vast, vast majority of cases, the entire school shuts down.
How many of the polling stations are actually in schools? I mean, around the country and in the Dublin area, is there a predominance of school use?
Overwhelmingly, it's schools, Pat. So if you look in Dublin, just for example, there's about 125 polling stations, just under 100 of those are schools. And you see that same pattern replicated right across the country. So you're talking absolutely hundreds of schools, both primary and secondary. What's also interesting when you look through the type of facilities that are being used when they're not schools, there is a large variety of them. You know, there's GAA halls, there's community centres, there's golf clubs. The type of venues which nowadays especially are really common around the place. But the key reason I think that returning officers choose schools is that the electoral law actually provides for the free use of the school. So there's no cost for returning officers. So they are, if you like, an easy option. You know, they're accessible. They're around in many, many numbers. So I think it's the easy option, if you like, I think, for a returning officer.
And they know how to do it because they've been doing it always in the same place and they know where all the facilities are and so on and so forth. In where I live, in Dalkey, we used to vote in the local national school. We're now voting in the town hall. So clearly there has been some pressure from some school principals to move out of the school and find somewhere else.
Yeah, and of course it's always the same school, you know, because you might have, you know, three or four schools in a town and it'll always be the same school. And there might be reasons such as accessibility and so on for that. But a lot of the time it's just that, you know, it's what people are used to, you know. And so you're right. There hasn't been, I think, a huge amount of pressure placed on either the department or indeed returning officers themselves to really take a meaningful attempt to review the suitability of locations in their constituencies, certainly until now. But I think we're seeing now, particularly at a time, this may not have been the case in the past, but you've so many more working parents, really, that is the norm these days. So the level of disruption is magnified manyfold to what it would have been in the past. Yeah.
Now, you've quoted Tanya Ward, the chief executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, who suggests that other venues should be found, and of course the National Parents Council. But on the other hand, you quote Dr. Niall Muldoon, the Ombudsman for Children, saying, this is an exciting opportunity for children to see democracy in action.
The Republican.
Well, I have huge respect for Dr. Niall Muldoon, but the only excitement I've seen among children is getting the day off and the fretting among parents then who have to deal with the fallout of that. So listen, you know, I'm sure maybe it does provide an opportunity to discuss issues in a school around democracy and what votes mean. But I think for the most part, that message may go in one ear and out the other when you're getting a day off.
Yeah, because the kids, they go home the day before the election. Nothing's changed except there's a sign outside the door indicating this is a polling station. And then they'll return on Monday and it will be as if nothing has happened.
Absolutely, yeah, you know, and so there is, you know, it's funny enough, when I was researching this piece, you know, surprisingly, it was difficult to find any negative reaction among school managers or indeed teachers to the fact that schools are being used. Of course, the main concern here is really among parents, you know, they are the ones affected. And I'm sure among many teachers, it's quite nice to get the day off, as it is for children. But you know, the disruption is significant, really, across so many families across the country. But, you know, there hasn't been, as I said, a huge amount of pressure put on authorities to actually review the list of approved venues. Now, we are actually seeing it. It was raised in the Oireachtas earlier this year. Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne was making the point that it was causing huge disruption. He was saying, let's look at libraries, let's look at local authority offices, as in the case in Dalkey, as you said, at Garda stations. You know, those types of buildings are everywhere these days. They may not have been in the past, but they absolutely are now. And certainly, you know, you would think that, you know, certainly no polling station I've been to is overrun with people. So even a small Garda station, you would think, could accommodate the throughput of members of the public filing in and out over the course of what's a very long voting day.
Carl O'Brien, Education Editor with the Irish Times. Carl, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.